death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He shot the video yesterday, but it didn't get a lot of attention. I'm going to have it sent back out on Twitter and Facebook. PSA contains bizarre subliminal message about martial law. That's on our Prison Planet Live YouTube site. It's only got 108,000 views, 106,000 views. I mean, come on, people. This needs to have 50 million views. I know they game the view count and stuff, but, man, this is important. We need to create a whole compilation. Like, McBreen found a video where Sharpie Ed shows a protest, and the signs say, don't protest. You only see it for, like, half a second, but your subconscious picks it up. I mean, we're getting hit hard, folks. They're preparing for a martial law takeover for a long time. I don't know if it's today or next week or 5 years from now, but, man, it's exponentially gearing up until we're pretty much just there regardless. And then people ask, when did it come? And nobody knows an exact date. We're just living in a tyranny. Most people will be happy to have a video in one day with 106,000 views. I'm not. Obama deception shouldn't just have 40 million views. It should have 50, 100 million. I mean, we need to hit the enemy hard here. I'm not risking my life to lose. I want to go 100% up against these scumballs. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm on the Facebook page of the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, and there are thousands of calls for her resignation.
Yeah, she's a horrible demon who helped the rioters, and now we know she works for Obama. It's come out. Kit Daniels wrote about it. What do you think of her?
Well, I hot-linked your article that just came out about her working with Obama to terrorize the police. But if you go to her posting on April 22nd, she said that she firmly supported body cameras for police. But if you Google Baltimore Mayor Beatles body cameras for police, she vetoed a bill for body cameras.
I know. Everything we say is a lie. And if they'd have had a body camera that you only turn on during the encounters, I don't think they should always be on because that's Big Brother, then we'd know right away what happened. We could either charge the cop or give him a medal, depending on what the truth was, for killing this guy. Instead, we never know.
And she vetoed it, but she's saying she's for it. She's a complete liar, but she's being called to resign by thousands right now. And I just want to encourage people to go on there, comment, or just if they don't want to comment, at least hot link one of your articles about her. And just
absolutely, folks, go to the enemy's Facebooks and Twitters. Go to just keep hammering them. Pick targets. Hit them with our stories. Hit them with our videos. They are already having congressional hearings. Some of the hearings listing us by name. They hate our guts because we are over the target, pounding them. Thank you so much, Jerry. And it's not hard. They're a con game. We're just calling them on their con. I mean, it's nothing special. They're just sacks of filth. Let's talk to Joshua in California. You're on the air. Go ahead. Last caller. Sorry, the others.
Hi, Alex. Hey, tying into Max Kaiser earlier, I'm wondering, also, you mentioned Obama deception. What about Obama deception, too? And calling these people out, showing them where they are, and maybe getting them to go run and hide in their caves and pray that they don't see the face of the one that would kill them.
Well, here's what I know. I can do syndicated radio interviews with other people, and I can make many documentaries that end up getting seen by more people than, say, a two-hour film. Yes, if I make it, give it out for free on the Internet, but also sell Blu-rays and stuff, we can make money, which then funds the operation. But if I can sell other products and fund the operation and then put out more media and reach more people, I do a cost-benefit analysis. I really should, though, finish things I started. I've been working on Obama Deception 2 for 5 years. There's been three different films made and dozens, more than dozens, probably 30, 40 powerful interviews that haven't been seen. We should at least start putting those on the Internet. It's a great question. I just can't work till 10 at night anymore. I do it sometimes. I do coast to coast sometimes. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I'm 41 years old, and I work 10 hours a day, and then that's it. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. I just, It's too depressing to look at these scum. I just, that's why I can't stand it. It's just the club looks, they're just filth.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings 2 days ago had this to say.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
Anyone who has any basic understanding of sociology, anthropology, mob psychology, I don't care what color the thugs are, knows and understands that if you let a bunch of criminal elements, most of them that turns out not even from in Maryland, but out of D.C., come in like it's a looting party to burn stuff, beat people up, and rob electronics and jewelry shops, you're going to create an area of lawlessness to allow that to expand. Notice this stuff always happens in disarmed areas with incredible gun restrictions. Somebody comes looting down my street. I don't care if you're got red hair or you're black or you're Arab or you're Chinese. I'm going to put a bullet in your chest. I don't want to kill you, but you're not going to burn my house down and loot it. You're not going to attack me. So I'm going to put a bunch of double lock buck into you. And I'm not going to aim for your legs, so you can sue me later. So if you're going to come with guns, you better know how to use them. Because I can shoot a clay pigeon at 120 yards. Not shooting my mouth off, but I come from a culture of people that aren't laying down. We're not out robbing. We're not out looting. We're building civilization. And you want to try to take it down? You got to go through me. This is 100% George Soros, Barack Obama engineered. This is the plan to bring down America. And I've said there's massive preparations for martial law and tyranny I've never seen in 20 years of broadcast. This appears to not be a drill. This appears everything we see converging towards a convergence point, an event horizon that could be martial law this summer as every major city burns. And I have mainline analysts, media pundits, you name it, saying the same thing. And notice Jade Helm is lined up right along these times so Obama can come out with some declaration to ban large sectors of types of guns, large classes. And people are saying, well, that's crazy. It'll cause a civil war. That's the plan. You're like, well, that'll wreck the country. That's the plan. That's Cloward and Piven on steroids. The globalists are bold, ladies and gentlemen. And if they're willing to start a war with Russia and Ukraine, if they're willing to turn ISIS loose, Al-Qaeda renamed, all over the Middle East, and overthrow our allies like Egypt and call them heroes on CNN while they're burning every church in the country and crucifying Christians upside down, they're willing to pull some hardcore operations. Now, the Egyptians were able to defeat it. 20 million people came out in the streets of Cairo and other cities. They've now arrested and convicted the people involved. They've now released the documents. This was our number one ally in the Middle East after Israel, showing that Obama's family, cousin, and others out of Kenya were running the operations. So it's bold, it's serious, it's hardcore. And at the end of the day, it's going to hurt black and white and Hispanic and Asian Americans across the board. It is divide and conquer. Let me just give you some of the headlines. National Guard called in to keep the peace in Baltimore after they let the fire spread, literally and figuratively. Huge fire set across Baltimore as Freddie Gray rioters torch city, looters stores, and injure 15 police officers as violence rages into the night and local politicians are left turning on each other. I want to play her one more time 2 days ago saying we gave folks a space to riot. In every city in America, there are people ready to riot, loot, and set things on fire. Excellent article at Infowars.com by Michael Schneider. The city of Baltimore has transformed into an absolute war zone, close quote. Matt Drudge on Baltimore riots, America could fall. Chaos continues as authorities are accused of failing to deal with unrest. Paul Watson has a detailed report at Infowars.com, dovetailed with that. We should probably add to the Drudge story. Mayor ordered police to stand down during Baltimore riots. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. Just like the L.A. riots with the police chief, who was later declassified with CIA, Daryl Gates. Now, are the cops themselves bad? No, but they were ordered to stand down. And I'm telling you, that's why I would never be a cop or I'd get kicked off. I mean, they told me, don't respond to people looting and burning buildings. I mean, that's criminal as a citizen if it's happening in front of you not to do something. It's failure to render aid. It's like the leaked Border Patrol document 2 months ago that was on CBS News where they said, don't respond to crime. Drunk driving, arson. If you pull somebody over with drugs or whatever, just let them go. It's not our job, if they're illegal. But let me tell you, from Arizona to Texas, they go in these state parks, national parks, and you've got the feds there writing tickets for college students drinking beer. They'll come up to your campsite and go, no alcohol allowed in the park, and write tickets for a six-pack of Coors Light. I've seen it with my eyeballs last year and this year in Big Bend. And then one time I'm sitting there in a natural hot spring, and this white, but I saw a black guy acting like a total thug. in his uniform. Some of them, my point is, black, white, they act like thugs. Some of these bad cops. There was armed, you know, National Park Ranger. He goes, "What are you doing?" And I turned around. I was just sitting there in the hot spring. I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "What are you doing?" And smiled with his hand on his gun. Some mental patient. And I went, "Whatever, man." And the guy felt stupid and walked off. Like, I guess the average person would defecate on themselves or something when somebody puts a hand on their gun and says, "What are you doing?" I'm just sitting there. So, yeah, the government wants to hire a bunch of mentally ill thugs while at the same time authorizing thugs to attack at the ground level and then have a clash of civilizations dialectic problem reaction solution. That's the admitted formulae of the Ford Foundation and liberation theology. And you've heard us talking about this for years, saying this was coming. This is one of their major operational plans. Now, let's play the mayor. The black mayor, almost the entire city council is black. Everyone on the podium is black. Half the cops are black, or more in Baltimore. And they're making it about white people, and there's calls by different black groups. I've got it in my stack here. The Gorilla Family, that's their own weird racist name for themselves, not mine. I get emails when I mention them. Saying they're going to kill cops. And then it'll make the cops go into a total paranoia spiral. It'll then cause them to stop responding even more to crime in predominantly black areas. And it's just a recipe for total civil war. And that's how the British brought down China, was staging civil wars inside. Took them 50 years to set it up. They got it going. So I've studied history. We're seeing it again. Here is the mayor.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
The Justice Department runs Baltimore. It's basically a suburb of D.C. The Justice Department runs the response. They ran the funeral yesterday, or the memorial service. Crips and Bloods team up to protest Baltimore cops and say that they're going to start killing them and, quote, taking out officers. Meanwhile, on the Tonight Show, they've got people spouting off saying it's racist to call these people thugs. I'll call them dumbed down, mindless scum. Just like I'll call the Klan out lynching people the same thing. It's the exact same mindset. Of people that have nothing, have done nothing. All they are is race-based. They're making excuses for their own failures. Thugs equals N-word. That's what was said on the Tonight Show. It's being tweeted out. When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you the definition of thug, where it actually comes from. But first, let's play the mayor one more time.
We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you
Oh, really? We're trying to de-escalate the civil war you want to start. We're trying to stop a race war. We're trying to get real justice. We're trying to reform the police. It's federal training that's given them the attack dog mentality. Now, let's go to a clip of her now talking about a civil emergency and then the governor. So a day and a half after they let it all happen, could have shut it down instantly. A day and a half after that happened, now this.
I've been in contact with our governor, and he has agreed, and I have requested, and he has agreed to deploy the National Guard. As soon as they are available, they will be immediately deployed. We've ordered a curfew be in effect, instituting tomorrow the curfew citywide.
Well, wait a minute, I thought you were going to de-escalate
to 5
by letting folks loot.
Again, there will be a citywide curfew, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. This preliminary curfew will last for 1 week and be extended.
Yeah, this is how Americans are going to be trained to be slaves.
Let me be clear. We already operate under a juvenile curfew, and those young people who are 14 and
that's enough. Just shut it down. You know what juveniles should be doing, like my dad, working when they're 12 years old. being given responsibilities, learning to be responsible. But no, instead, the youth just pick up a gang culture, a thug culture. It's sold by MTV. And then everybody's supposed to bow down to it and worship it. And then no one can even stop people out attacking and looting and burning, because the Justice Department wants this to get out of hand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a result of the serious violence and looting, which has led to the destruction of property and put innocent Marylanders at significant risk, I have declared a state of emergency at the request of Baltimore City. This order deploys the Maryland National Guard in order to help restore order and to end the unrest that we witnessed today and tonight. I've not made this decision lightly. The National Guard represents a last resort in order to restore order.
And that's Governor Larry Hogan.
Have the right to...
The establishment thinks we're so stupid that we don't realize that the Justice Department, the Ford Foundation, the universities, MTV, all these rappers and other people just want to feel like victims and just get up there all day hyping up tragic police shootings. A lot of times the police get indicted. A lot of times the police lose their jobs. The cops that shot that white homeless guy for no reason have now been indicted in Albuquerque. Folks are getting indicted that are shooting black people in the back. But we can show you footage of black cops shooting unarmed black people or black cops shooting white people. And most of the time, it's not racially based. It's that the cops have been given instinctive firing training and don't know what they're doing in some cases and are so scared to death that they've got a hair trigger. But still, if you look at the statistics, police shootings are flat in this country. They're statistically what they were in the 90s. If you go back to the 70s and 60s, it was higher. Now, a lot of that was probably leaded gasoline and things we know made people more aggressive. There's major studies on that. Yeah, that's why the Romans were so aggressive, they now know, is they were lining their pots with lead. There's a lot of chemical reasons for things that go on. But the studies are there as well. Most cops, even in black cities, just don't want to go into the thug, low-income areas because they don't want to get shot at or they don't want to get sued or they don't want to get blamed. They don't feel like there's community support. And so they don't respond. That's why blacks are twice as less likely, and again, we showed the studies a few weeks ago on air, to be shot than a white or Hispanic. Because whites predominantly, but Hispanics a little bit less in statistics, will call the cops. And sometimes it goes bad. You know, you call the cops because your husband just punched you and they end up killing him. Or you got a schizophrenic brother. I read about this all the time. I have family that this happened to, distant family, but in Houston. It was my great aunt's second husband, so I'm not related, but it was his daughter, was schizophrenic and was freaking out, and they called the cops, and they came and killed her. She was not even armed, but she wouldn't come out, and then the SWAT team went in, and did they kill her because she was white? No, they killed her because you got 10 guys coming in your house with a bunch of guns. People end up pulling the trigger. Grand jury just cleared a cop who shot a mentally ill man for holding a screwdriver. The point is, we don't need a civil war out of this. The point is, why is the White House and George Soros spending hundreds of millions of dollars over the last few years, 30-plus million just to stir up Ferguson garbage? Because it's all they've got is getting us to fight with each other. And I know you get it. But how do we get this information that we're covering out to the general public? How do we do that? That's the big question that we need to get across to everyone. How do we expose it? Well, we have the perfect opportunity. You go to InfoWars.com, you get the videos and the breakdowns of the people caught red-handed. Red-handed. The mayor. Letting people loot and riot to get the ball rolling, and the Justice Department stirring up Trayvon Martin secretly. It turns out they're getting the riots going that didn't really catch fire, and getting it going in Ferguson, and then ordering the attack on media in Ferguson and in Baltimore and other areas, because the media is the enemy, especially if it's alternative media, because we'll actually show the stand down. And we're going to go to break and come back and get to video. Brave Vietnam vet stands up to rioting children in Baltimore, and also the video. There's no audio, but it's on ABC News, of a mother going out, finding her son, teenage son, who's looting, and she starts beating him with a purse. I wonder if the CPS is going to come take... I wonder if the CPS is going to come and take his kid away, her kid away, because she dared stop him. Yeah, I guess the cops are just supposed to kill him or put him in prison. You see, probably comes from a fatherless home, and there's mama trying to get him in line, and he had the nerve, looks like he's about 15, to slap her back when she was slapping him. And all she's trying to do is keep him from going to prison. That little thug needs to get his ass beat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got Jakari Jackson's report talking to citizens protesting by the hundreds. Jade Helm outside Austin, Texas. It was all over local television and in the local paper, and also made national news yesterday as citizens exposed the attempt to basically end Posse Comitatus. But before I get into that and other world news, and Max Kaiser's joining us, I wanted to show some video of your TV viewer. I'll describe it for radio listeners of what happened yesterday when a mother watching live coverage saw her son out involved in the looting. Looks like he's about 14, 15. She comes over and starts basically punching him and slapping him in the head to make him stop looting. He punches her back, and this is really the sadness of single moms. I bet $1 million she is a single mom. Looks like she's maybe 30 years old, probably had this guy when she was 15. And there she is trying to keep him from getting killed or keeping him from getting put in prison. And he is basically slapping back at his mother. Where were the men to go over and help a woman trying to get her son in line? Well, they were standing right there letting it happen. Truly disgusting. But this is child abuse in America. I guess it's better he be tasered or shot or put in prison. What is she supposed to do but physically drag him out of there? But these youth are never taught the dangers of the way they're behaving. It's the same thing with the government. The government's been caught over and over again doing every crime you can imagine, but it's gotten away with it. So now the central government, foreign run, believes it can get away with anything. But now the central government has read the tea leaves and knows the people are waking up, so they want to have a nice little civil war, which will have us begging for military on the streets and curfews permanently. This could be the new false flag 9/11, as I've been saying for 6 years of Obama, that they are preparing a race war 9/11 crisis. And out of that crisis, the next phase, with Republicans coming into office, will be law and order, where conservatives and libertarians and whites who feel threatened will accept a police state in the name of restoring order, but then the police state will be flipped on yet again everyone. This is the problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic from the philosopher Hegel, adopted by the Chicago Business School and the neocons. And bipartisanly, this is the plan. You throw a brick through your window and blame your political opposition. You firebomb your own capital and blame your opposition. The Nazis did all of this. But every other corrupt political party does it as well. So many leftist Jewish groups have been caught attacking their own synagogues. So many leftist black groups have been caught attacking their own churches. So many leftist white groups have been caught claiming they were raped. And it's done to garner sympathy because they know that Christians, conservatives, libertarians of every race, color, and creed are moral people that care. And so we can be beaten into submission to feel guilty to then accept their agenda. Their whole thing is about guilt. Be guilty, you're a homophobe. Let us teach your three-year-old how to suck a golf ball through a garden hose. That's what they teach. We want your three-year-old to sign a pledge to have gay friends. Like a three-year-old even knows what that is. It's meant to make their whole mindset not about 2 + 2 = 4, not about mystery, not about the stars, not about nutrition, not about family, not about different cultures, but sign a pledge to learn how to suck golf balls through garden hoses, essentially. I mean, this is a scientific takeover. I made a film about it, Endgame 2.0. I called it 1.5 because I was planning another installment. And we show the university documents with a professor from the 60s for the whole plan for this. It's not like I know what's going to happen next because I've got some big palantir, some giant purple crystal ball in my living room. I know what's going on. Because the globalists think we're all incredibly stupid and are just executing their takeover. And that's why they can have the mayor come out and say, oh, we let folks loot, let them get their anger out. No, that actually gets it going because it sends the message, hey, you can get away with this. Just like they did in 1999 with predominantly, I'd say 90% white well-meaning liberals who were against non-GMO labeling and against losing our rights to WTO and international treaties, good liberals, educated, real people, the type that are against GMOs, against vaccines, they know what's going on, they know the Democratic Party's corrupt, they show up by about 100,000 or so, the airplanes land from Portland, they disgorge 50 anarchists trained by the Ford Foundation publicly. I made a film about it. Police state to the takeover. And the cops are ordered to stand down to be hit in the head with bottles. It's shown on the news for a day. The next day, people say, do something, and they turn the cops loose on the 100,000 peaceful and beat men, women, and children and tear gas children. And just, it was disgusting. And who ran it? The Delta Force. And when I had Esquire here last year doing a profile on me, they didn't believe it. And the Esquire writer went and pulled four different news articles, interviewed the people involved, and said, oh, my God, it was a false flag. And I said, yeah, I told you. It was even in the newspaper. We have interviews with the police captains. I even interviewed later, it's not in the film, the police chief. I've had the police chief on twice, who was the police chief then. And he's apologized. He didn't even understand what was going on. Because, again, Bill Clinton was there. World leaders were there. The feds came in and took the whole operation over. By the way, Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs are on an airplane right now. And I said, guys, you just were in Bastrop. You just got shot in Ferguson with rubber bullets and tear gas. You really want to go to this? They said, yeah, we want to go. And by the way, anybody who isn't black by these racist mobs are being attacked. So I'm really worried about Joe Biggs, but he wants to do it. You notice CNN, MSNBC only have black reporters out there. But no one's mentioning, hey, why aren't there white reporters? This is a racist mob. That's what, I mean, can you imagine the Klan? If whites were out burning things, they'd be stopped. And imagine if there was only white reporters that could be out there. People say, look how racist it is. They attack any black reporters. I mean, it's just hiding in plain view how racism by black people has been sold as a cultural right, as something you're supposed to do under political correctness. With the modern hip-hop music, racially based, the rest of it. Anything goes. But there's a video of a brave Vietnam vet standing up to rioting children, his words, in Baltimore. I love my country. I love my charm city, I'm not black, I'm white, red, yellow, or nothing. And we've got Robert Valentine out there standing up. There's also photos, he's interviewed by local paper, of a white gentleman guarding his shop with a machete, and he says he kept about 50 looters at bay. Where are the guns? Well, you pull a gun out there, the cops will take you out. Again, this all is in these inner-city petri dishes that are models for how they want everybody else to live under the UN UNESCO Global Treaty Agenda 21. It's the only thing I have. I can't pull out a shotgun, he told the Washington Post. I was able to clear about 50 people away. I came with my mask on my face ready to do what I had to do to protect my livelihood. We've got the photo of the gentleman who looks pretty scary out there with his machete. And as society degenerates, he wanted to protect his convenience store. As society degenerates, you're going to see more and more law of the jungle. That's why they want our guns, so the government can create the crisis and then bring in the tyranny as the solution. They can't let normal equilibrium take place where people will protect themselves. The problem is, as we had Professor Lott on yesterday, the demographics changing. Blacks have been one of the lowest groups to own guns. One reason was it was prohibited to them by racist laws passed in the South, the first gun control laws by the Klan. That's just the NRA was set up to stop that. That's why they're called the new Ku Klux Klan, because they were founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan. That's the inverted MSNBC fraud machine. You're founded to fight the Klan, so you're now the Klan. You're founded by the Klan to kill people. You're given awards by the NAACP, Planned Parenthood. It's inverted. You worship Hitler. You tell Rolling Stone you want to be Hitler. Your dad is an SS officer. You're the product of an SS race marriage. You're given ADL awards. Arnold Schwarzenegger. You fight racism. You're called a racist by the ADL. Just it's how it works. It's reality inverted. Literally. People say I use that word too much, but it is. I'm not just saying. Let's play a clip of Valentine.
Soldiers. And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people.
As a black reporter, I wonder why.
When you're a little bit concerned about your own safety, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Massachusetts. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the riots already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their family studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death. You know, now mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And what's your first name?
Robert.
Robert Valentine. And you're a Vietnam vet?
Yes.
And you just decided to come out here and stand up against these guys?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm not black, white, red, or yellow. No, I am American.
Are you concerned about what's happening to the community?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And, of course, they shut it down right there because they didn't like what he was saying, I guess. But burn down your own community? And now I've got a stack of articles where the looters are saying they're going to be shooting cops, white cops. I'm really worried about Joe Biggs and Jakari. We had folks start fights with Jakari as well and call him an Uncle Tom and stuff just because he was there from InfoWars. Because, see, fighting the black genocide via abortion, that's not good. Going out and looting, that's good because the media said so. Because Al Sharpton, he has the moral high ground. Now, continuing here, I want to juxtapose this to the peaceful demonstrations that took place yesterday. Hundreds of people in Bastrop exposing Jade Helm and Jakari Jackson outside of the convention area, outside of the auditorium, was able to get some of the citizens' take on why they were there almost to a person, almost to a man, almost to a woman against what was happening there at the preparations for Jade Helm outside Austin, Texas. Here it is.
All right, sir, can you tell me what your name is, where you're from, and what brought you out here today?
My name is Daniel Duclos. I'm from Bastrop, Texas. I went to school in Austin, and I'm a concerned American, Texan, Bastropian. I just think the government should be held accountable to the decisions they make, and I think it's our privilege and it's our duty as Americans to ask questions about what our government's doing. These are elected officials or our judges, not the guy with the army, but you know, I think it's our duty to hold them accountable. So.
Okay, we're here with Kathy Glass. You ran for governor this past election. And I was very surprised to see you come out here for this Jade Helm. Why is it so significant to you?
Well, my husband and I have a small ranch in McDade. So we live half a life in Houston and half a life out here in Lee County, actually. So what's happening in Bastrop is very important to us. But it's important to all Texans. This is not just a local thing going on.
You're talking about the group. Jade Helm, let's stop. We're still doing ground rules, correct?
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. Jade Helm and Bastrop.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there you go.
How many questions are you going to ask?
Do you ask everybody how many questions they're going to ask? She asked you several.
I'm asking you, how many questions do you plan on asking?
Let's say I'll stop at five max. Five max. Three?
Three. Let's go three.
All right. Let's have you say and spell your name and position.
Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, Director of Public Affairs, United States Army Special Operations Command.
All right, Colonel. You spent a lot of time answering questions. I'm trying not to be redundant, but just in the most general soundbite sense, what is Jade Helm?
Mm-hmm. Jade Helm is a training exercise to produce top-quality U.S. Army Special Operations Forces for operations overseas, future operations overseas.
Okay. And you had a lot of concern here today. Is it fair to say?
There were a lot of questions asked here today, and I was really supportive of that. I think local governance is a fantastic thing, and much like the judge said, it'd be great if everybody came out enforced like that to all of their meetings. Local governance is where things happen.
Okay. Well, it wasn't really a question. It's more of a statement, but I'll try to be concise as possible. I just had a question about Metris Global and Thomas Meade, I believe, are involved in this operation.
I'm sorry, who?
Metris Global and Thomas Meade.
I'm not familiar with What was the first thing again?
Metris Global.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Thomas Mead.
Thomas Mead. He is a coordinator for the exercise.
All right, I'm here with Zizi Arnetta, former InfoWars reporter. You are here. You asked the question, what do you think about this Jade Helm operation and also their response to it?
Well, overall, I think I'm mostly disappointed in the way that they let the public know. I found out about it from the Bastrop County paper on the Internet, and it was coming out the same time it came out on InfoWars. It's like they're saying one thing and then they're saying another thing at the same time out of both sides of their mouth, so it's confusing.
Yes.
When you're talking about putting people in civilian clothing, I just do not understand what that matters, since this is supposed to be about foreign territory.
I was just concerned with the increasing indications that the military is getting a little too involved with local law enforcement. First of all, we got this military assault vehicle that assigned to our sheriff's department, and then we have all these strange things happening coming in here, like this military operation, which is not new for our county, because we have Camp Swift and I have helicopters flying over my property all the time. I don't have any problem with that. The indications that are happening, that they're getting so involved, that it does appear there's some martial law intent.
You know, I think one concern of mine is, well, first of all, I grew up here. I know Camp Swift is a big military base.
All right, folks, you can see the full report at InfoWars.com. We're also going to tweet it out. Did citizens fight back against Jade Helm takeover? That's only a third of it. We're going to come back with an incredible report by Paul Watson on subliminal.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
I was going to get to one of the most bone-chilling, bizarro stories I've ever seen. You know, we're constantly catching subliminal messages on radio, TV, and in print, and documenting them here. Just bald-faced subliminal messages that are too quick to consciously pick up. But I'll have to cover this some next hour, because we just had some even bigger breaking news. I mean, I already said it earlier because I already knew it, but now it's been triple confirmed. But Paul Watson's story is amazing. And it's up on InfoWars.com right now with the video. A subliminal message in an AARP article, story, TV ad. And in the TV ad, the woman is just sitting there knitting, and the voiceover is talking about other things. But then in the background, the TV is talking about riots across America and martial law at a subliminal level. That if you boost the audio, it's as clear as day. Quote, riots nationwide have prompted local governments to declare martial law. The president is asking the citizens find safety and remain calm. Authorities are working to contain the outbreak. So there's just massive preparations for martial law. We've got all the government documents. Under martial law, they're going to target veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. That's all admitted. And then the Army shows up and goes to hundreds of people going, well, you're planning for martial law. Here's the document. No, we're not. It's preposterous. Hey, there are death panels in Obamacare. Here's the subsection. Shut up, racist. Hey, you're raising the debt limit. No, we're not. Doesn't raise the debt, but it does raise the debt. No, it doesn't. Well, yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. I mean, it's getting crazy. But on the dumbed-down public, this stuff works. It's all a confidence game. He's in the military uniform, or he's in the government outfit, and they're telling us this, so it must be true. Kit Daniels dug into it. I mean, I knew just from past study that Baltimore is one of the most federally controlled cities other than D.C. in the country. And they just roll out forced inoculations there outside of law, you name it, time and time again. And I knew this lady was in deep with Obama. So I just said, this is Justice Department run, because I know they got their people there. That's been confirmed. Because it always is. But I kind of went with my gut. I mean, that was my opinion, based on giant piles of knowledge. Well, here it is, breaking. Baltimore mayor, key player in Obama's federal takeover of local police, one of only three people involved in the, quote, task force that gave the recommendation for total federalization. On the back of the problems, the court in Ferguson. Oh, the answer is federalize the police because they're so racist. Mayor's link to Justice Department explains why she gave rioters space to destroy. They're getting ready to kick off a long, hot summer, and then cops are going to get trigger fingers, black ones, white ones. They're blacks are going to get shot, and all hell is going to break loose. This is just how George Soros took down Ukraine. It's how they took down Egypt. It's how they tried to take down Syria. It's how they took down Libya. This is how they do it, is sectarian war. It can be religious. It can be racial. It can be cultural. It can be regional. It can be old beefs. Sectarian manipulation. Coming up, I never got to it. I'm going to give you the definition of a thug. Thug isn't racist. Thug comes from a group of Arab bandits that would rob the Silk Road out of India through Arabia and were known for garroting people, choking them to death. The thuggy. And that's why they say that guy's a thug. It just means bandit. And the people out there looting. Look at the white soccer fans that loot and rob. Oh, people call them thugs. Oh, racist. No, they're attacking language itself. I didn't plug any of our products. We got the biggest sales going ever. 50% off on Silver Bullet and other products. And free shipping right now at InfoWarsLive.com. We need your support.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not life? And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the lean manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.